Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you. Glad to be with you in God's Word. And we've been looking at 1 Timothy chapter 5, the Apostle Paul having instructed Timothy as to how he is to function as a pastor, minister of the Word in this church at Ephesus. He now is instructing him as to how the church is to live. These are instructions. Now he moves to the church itself. So he's giving Timothy words of, here's how you keep growing in your effectiveness as a pastor and stay the course. And then he says, here's what should be happening in the church. And he speaks of the church's family, where young men honor older men and older women as fathers and mothers. Young women honor older men and older women as fathers and mothers, and each other as brothers and sisters. So that beautiful picture is given to us in verses 1 and 2. Now, he gives some more instruction, and this is the matter of widows. Here's what the Bible says, is that true religion, not false religion, James affirms true religion reveals a people who take care of widows and orphans. Now here's what he says about widows. 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents. For this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow and left all alone has set her hope on God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well so that they may be without reproach. But if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his own household, he's denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So here, the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy, widows, you got to take care of them. You want to provide for widows in the church. But now, what is a widow indeed that is one who qualifies for support in the church? Well, first of all, it's a widow that doesn't have immediate or extended family. If she has immediate or extended family, they are to take care of her, and you're actually doing her and that family a disservice by stepping in without calling them to step up. So you call them to step up. And then if a widow is being supported, then she is available in that servant role for the church. You know, the early church had this order, not an office, but an order of women that were called deaconesses, as revealed in the Didache and the apostolic constitutions. And it was mostly made up of widows who had no family, had no support, and the church was supporting them. So they gave themselves to intentional and persistent intercessory prayer on behalf of the church, and they made themselves available as servants to assist the elders and deacons in those places where the female presence is much more appropriate and is so appropriately needed. So he says, honor those who are truly widows and those who don't have family to take care of them. So don't step in for family. Call the family to step up. And then if they are being supported, then those who are alone, their hope is on God. They're available to serve in the church and they give themselves to intercessory prayer. Now, if a woman is taking this support of the church and using it self-indulgently, then you have to discipline that and deal with it. And then he returns back to this matter of the family. If anyone doesn't support his relatives, that would mean widows in your family. If your family doesn't take care of widows, then you have denied the faith. That is strong language. You have declared you're in the walk of an apostate. Having affirmed the faith, you are now speaking against the faith by not caring for those in your own family, not only your sons and daughters and your wives, but also for those widows that exist within your family. And not only have you denied the faith, in a sense, you're worse than an unbeliever, because now you have brought reproach upon the name of Christ. Because when they look at the body of Christ, they ought to see our love for one another, and that love for one another begins in the families of the family of God and ought to be seen as such. This is a whole area of ministry. I thank the Lord for what is being done and praise God for those who are faithfully giving to it, those deacons who are leading us in it, and those wonderful widows that we are able to encourage, and then also to call families to their responsibility toward their own and toward the widows within their home. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.